Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Bob Lennox. My guest today, Ron Berry, Dean of the College of Business at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Ron, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob. It's great to be here.
Reflecting on last year in the College of Business, share with us some of the highlights.
You know, one of the advantages of being in higher ed is to have breaks like we just had over the winter holidays, to think back about where we've been and to look forward where we're going. And last year was a very good year for us, and we've got some exciting things planned for this spring semester.
A lot of people that have been supporting the College of Business, and like you say, time to kind of reflect on that and look ahead to what's going on in 2011.
Exactly right. And one of the things we do at the beginning of the year is look back and thank our friends and our alumni who have provided much-needed support to us that allows us to do things that make our college really exceptional. This week, we were looking back at some of the outstanding funding from our friends and supporters, and one of the more exciting ones was a pledge to create a new endowed chair in entrepreneurship. This reflects a $600,000 gift that will hopefully be matched with a $400,000 gift from the state of Louisiana. That's significant for our college and for our faculty and what they're able to do with it. We also started a program that we called Faculty Fellowships to honor and support our outstanding faculty. These fellowships come with a $6,000 budget for faculty members. And this last year, we were able to fund seven of those. So our alumni and friends joined us to support and recognize the outstanding efforts of our faculty. So it's very exciting for us when our friends and alumni help us help our faculty do what they do in the classroom and in the research and in the community.
What types of things go on with the faculty fellowship?
Well, it primarily supports the professional development of faculty. Our faculty are some of the leading researchers in their fields. They work out in the community with nonprofit organizations and other community groups. So faculty will use the funds from the fellowships to support their research, to support their efforts in the classroom, and to travel to professional conferences where they learn the latest and greatest in business education.
Lots of training that goes on with the professional level with those fellowships, and that translates into the internships on behalf of the students.
Absolutely. Several years ago, we visited with our students and asked them why they would not take advantage of internships in areas like Dallas or Atlanta. And the overwhelming response related to funding. They told us very directly that they could not afford to live in big cities. And our College of Business is very serious about making opportunities available to our students. So we were very fortunate to have a group of individuals help kickstart our internship support fund. Within a matter of 6 months or so, we raised $75,000 that allowed us to pay for housing, for airfare, for students who earned internships. They interviewed and qualified, competed for internships in cities such as Dallas. We've also last year supported students in Hong Kong, which is very exciting. We had students in Boston. Very exciting places to be as a student. And that would not have been possible without the outstanding support of our friends and alumni.
In having those internships, it also goes back to student-oriented projects and the Business Excellence Room.
This is a new concept for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we are very interested in the success of our students, and we wanted to develop a central location where students could go get help. So it's the room itself is in progress right now. We just placed a glass storefront in the room so students can see it. It'll be highly visible. And we are locating all of our tutoring labs in this room so students can go for just about any tutoring needs they have for business-related courses.
And an expected completion date?
We actually hope to be open within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we want it to be available for spring. And we also will have in this Business Excellence Room our FedEx Leadership Library. And that was a gift we received year before last. We've had it located in another place, but putting it in the Business Excellence Room will make it more visible and hopefully more useful to our students. Again, all of this was funded with private donations.
Within the College of Business, there's also marketing and an advertising lab.
That's another great project we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
This was an anonymous donation last year. Our marketing students have been doing a phenomenal job creating ads, and they've actually entered them into the local Addy competitions. And for your listeners, if they're ever in the administration building, if they go down a second floor, they can see all these wonderful ads that have won professional Addies. It's really amazing what our students are able to do with the guidance of our marketing faculty. And one of our friends said, you know, you need a better facility. I would like to support your marketing students by giving them the latest in technology, hardware and software, so that they can move to the next level. So this marketing lab, unfortunately, will not be open at the start of classes for the spring, but hopefully at some point in the spring, we will be holding a ceremony to open that exciting facility.
In creating these ads that were entered in the contest, were they working with commercial or nonprofit organizations?
A wide variety. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. A wide variety from particular products to services. It's really exciting to walk down the hall and see the work of these students.
Something also exciting that actually will take students out of the classroom, I would expect, the outdoor construction lab.
You know, in the College of Business, we have one of the country's top construction management programs. It was actually the very first program accredited in the country, has a very strong, very supportive industry advisory council. And these group of outstanding individuals said, you know, we need to provide your students a lab facility that emulates what they'll see when they get out in the real world. And so we worked with Dr. Don Skelton and the foundation. We were able to identify a piece of property very close. In fact, it's right behind the School of Construction Management. The Industry Advisory Council has provided the funds to create this outdoor learning environment for construction management. Now, a lot of people think construction management as well. Our students are going to go out and dig holes and shovel sand, and that's really not true. The key word there is management. So our students are learning how to manage construction projects. So we envision that there will be many projects going on in this new facility that will give our students the hands-on management experience they need. Dr. Hollis Bray took the lead in designing the specs for this new lab and is very excited about the opportunities this new outdoor facility is going to provide for our construction management students.
Ron, one of the keys, I think, to the College of Business is the strong ties that it has to the community, and there are several projects that are coming up. Particular note, the Business Outlook Summit. What can you tell us about that?
This program is truly a collaborative program with partners in the community and even with Louisiana Tech's College of Business. 7 years ago, it was actually my first year as dean, we collaborated to put this program together to provide the local business community with the latest news about the economic condition of our region, our state, and our nation. The program has grown significantly over the last 7 years, and we'll be hosting that program again in late March or early April. We've had our first planning meeting. We're very excited about the opportunities to share the information that our two colleges of business collect, as well as what the national speaker will bring to us.
Anything in particular note that'll be showcased at the summit?
Well, you know, most of us are in higher education are a little concerned about the future of funding for higher ed, and our economist will be addressing that issue. They'll be looking at some specific data related to that, and we'll be deriving some impact numbers if higher ed is cut as significantly as being discussed, what that will mean to our region.
With the work with Louisiana Tech, is this more regionally based as far as the information that's going to be provided? Is it statewide?
We actually do both. We have our two economists, two of our economists, one from Tech and one from ULM. They will provide a local slash regional economic outlook forecast. And then we always bring in a national speaker who will address what's going on in the country, the broader perspective for us.
And again, that'll be coming up in March?
We're in the planning stages. It'll be late March or early April.
And community development training continues as well this year.
Several years ago, we were very fortunate to receive federal funding with significant input and help from Senator Mary Landrieu and Congressman Alexander. The project allowed us to provide community development training for our regional community. We have worked on projects with nonprofits and small businesses, helping them with issues such as strategic planning, budgeting, business plan development. And we're going to continue to do that this spring. We will be out in the community talking to nonprofits and small businesses, asking them how our faculty might be able to help them. And we'll develop specific training needs for individual organizations.
And, of course, those who would like to become involved with College of Business online, there is, of course, the online marketing that is going on. Tell us a little bit about how people can become involved in that.
Well, we do. Very exciting for us. We've entered the online education arena. The college offers three separate degrees that individuals can earn completely online. We started with the online general business degree. It's a bachelor's of business administration. It can be completed in 4 years entirely online. We recently added our marketing degree online, as well as our MBA. We held our first classes this past fall for our MBA online program, and it is targeted towards working professionals. It's a part-time program. We allow students to take a max of 6 hours of graduate coursework per semester. I was very fortunate to teach one of the first two classes in the fall, and the students were amazing. They were very interested in learning the material. You know, I can tell you it's a little different being in an online classroom than a face-to-face classroom. There's really nowhere to hide. And it was a great learning experience, and we look forward to continuing that program to meet the needs of working professionals.
You mentioned the master's program, concentrations in healthcare administration, also higher education leadership.
That's a unique program for us. We reached out to our colleagues in the College of Education and talked to them about a unique program that would fit within our MBA. They were very excited, very happy to work with us, and we appreciate that. We're targeting individuals who might work in school board offices, central offices, anyone that needs business skills in the education profession to participate in this online MBA program. So it was a great fit for us, a great fit for the College of Education. And that's a new one that's just now being launched. We're working on healthcare admin as a concentration as well.
A very promising outlook to 2011. Dr. Ron Berry, Dean of the College of Business at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, our guest today on ULM Forum. Dr. Berry, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.